unexpected happen. If that's not value, find the next chapter of your ultimate story. Call 5950 to open an Ultimate Plus account today.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. UPND criticizes NGOCC for U-turning on Bill 7. Traditional leaders in Kanyelele bemoan lack of benefits amidst gold wealth. And in global news, Red Cross chief says Gaza worse than hell on earth as aid centers close for the day. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. The UPND has criticized the non-governmental gender organization coordinating council, NGOCC, for advocating for the withdrawal of Bill 7 of 2025. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, where four members of the opposition Patriotic Front joined the party, UPND Secretary General Batuke Menda says it is surprising that NGOCC U-turned on the process despite having supported it during Women's Day celebrations in Kasama. Mr. Emenda has urged citizens not to be swayed by alleged falsehoods, especially from the opposition and other civil society organizations, which do not mean well and have failed to recognize the UPND's significant efforts to stabilize the country.
I remember in the past 1 month when Kasama, one of the ladies, top ladies from NGOCC, stands up to address the people on a Women's Day. One of her humble and passionate appeals was calling for government to appreciate and bring the women folk in the government. She expressed concern that there are very few women that are represented in government and in parliament. But 3 days ago, I was shocked. The same woman is again blaming that constitutional review. Then you start wondering what.
At the same briefing, Friends of Bali Student, a student group from various institutions of higher learning, Representative Albert Manjelonje, backed Bill 7 for promotion of inclusivity in government. Meanwhile, the clergy in Indola is calling on members of parliament to engage with stakeholders and listen to their concerns regarding the proposed constitutional amendment number 7 of 2025, rather than rushing to pass it without broad consensus. Speaking on the sidelines of the town hall meeting with the Law Association of Zambia in Indola today on constitutional law, cyber law and human rights, organizing committee member and city chapel reverend Chile Kwamulenga is disappointed that none of Ndola's four members of parliament have convened a town hall meeting to educate constituents on the proposed amendments. Reverend Mulenga has questioned whether the current approach to constitutional reform can be considered people-driven, emphasizing the need for inclusive and participatory processes. He has warned that government's approach may impact public trust in institutions and the political process.
We've seen the Minister of Justice going around having meetings that we don't even know, meeting traditional leaders, meeting some religious leaders. But, that is a concern. Okay, it needed to be very open, okay, consulting widely and inclusiveness to include everyone. But we only came to hear that, oh, there is some document and now there is Bill 7. And so this is what I can say. And I'm saying this from a sincere heart because I'm a citizen.
Traditional leaders in Kanyelele, a gold-rich area in Mpika district of Mutinga province, have expressed frustration over the lack of tangible benefits for local people, despite the discovery of significant gold deposits 2 years ago. More than 40,000 residents in the area still lack access to essential services such as schools, healthcare facilities, decent housing, and a police station, conditions the local leaders describe as unacceptable given the the wealth being extracted from their land. Kanyelele village headman Boniface Chomba and Mutamba village headman Mulenga Chiluba have accused investors of prioritizing profit at the expense of community welfare and are calling for greater accountability in the use of resources generated from gold mining. Speaking to journalists during a tour of the mining site, both leaders underscored the need to support local artisanal miners, many of whom are dismissed as illegal despite their contribution to the local economy. The two leaders have appealed to government, private investors, and development partners to invest in critical infrastructure and social services to uplift the lives of people in Kanyelele and surrounding areas.
My appeal to the government and to the higher authority, election campaign.
Meanwhile, Planet Gold Zambia Project National Manager Abigail Mwailenge has noted that the gold mining sector holds great potential to drive local development if managed with sustainability and inclusivity by building capacity for artisanal miners. Ms. Mwailenge says with the right investment strategies and responsible mining practices, this sector can serve as a powerful tool for economic empowerment and community transformation.
The mining methods that are being used at an artisanal scale. We need to look at the future where miners can graduate from an artisanal level to a small scale level and what needs to be done in that area. We need to actually build the capacity of these miners. It's education that needs to be disseminated. What better methods can be used even on a smaller scale? We are talking about centrifuges to be used from when processing gold. Where they are processing a ton in a week, we can have machinery that can produce, can process in a ton per hour. That's where we would want to drive the focus.
Buy Z campaign has welcomed the Food Reserve Agency FRA's initiative to buy white maize at 340 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag, citing it as a significant step towards supporting local farmers and promoting food security in the country. BuyZ campaign founder Ivan Zungoma is, however, urging the FRA to regularly review the maize price to ensure it remains competitive and accounts for the rising cost of inputs. Mr. Ngoma has emphasized the need for transparency, efficiency, and fairness in the maize buying process, with focus on prioritizing small-scale farmers. Meanwhile, Go Back to the Land Zambia, a leading agricultural advocacy group, has hailed the newly announced maize price for the 2024-2025 season as fair and a major step in the right direction. Organization Executive Director Cyprian Piri says the price gives farmers confidence that their hard work is being recognized and rewarded, urging the farmers to consider expanding their hectareage in the next farming season, which will translate into better income and long-term sustainability. Mr. Piri has also called for the timely disbursement of sustainable agriculture financing facilities, SAF loans, emphasizing the importance of early access to funds for effective planning and preparation.
Go Back to the Land Zambia welcomes the announcement of the 2024-2025 maize crop price, which we believe is fair and reflective of the cost of production. At a time when many anticipated a reduction in the price due to the projected bumper harvest, the government decision to maintain a fair price underscores its continued commitment to supporting and empowering a Zambian farmer. This decision demonstrates the importance that the government attaches to the welfare of small-scale and commercial farmers, as well as its cognizance of agriculture as a key driver of economic growth and rural development.
Immediate past Rural Electrification Authority REA Chief Executive Officer Engineer Linus Chanda says the rate at which financing is disbursed to the authority for various projects it has embarked on will be key.